time. She was a lot of fun.
She was a lot of fun.
And she gave us a couple bags. We're encouraging people actually to go out and grab those bags. And I think our next caller may have been one of those people. By the way, our phone number is 866-916-3776. Wanting to talk about water is this guy? I'm not so sure.
Janet Ma, get salty.
Hey, Salty.
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, Janet. You and Mark, I swear y'all get me to do the craziest things.
Okay.
We get you to do the craziest things?
Yeah. Like what?
I mean, I left work a little bit early yesterday, head down there to the Parks and Rec down there in Lynchburg to get me my, I don't even know what to call it, the survival kit for the for the drain so we don't clog them up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Enjoy the feast and save the grease.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is.
I think so.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Listen, I got me that bag back to the house.
Yeah.
And I should have looked at it before I left because I got questions.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. We got ours yesterday too. What's your question?
Yeah.
So all I figure is I got me a new funnel to change the oil in my truck.
Oh, boy.
And I got me a new ice scraper. Yeah. And we got a new lid for the dog food.
Yep.
And then some kind of a big old coaster to put the coffee pot on.
Oh, no. So the funnel is not to change your oil. Well, I mean, save the grease. So when Miss Salty fixes your bacon in the morning.
He saves his bacon.
Or if you've got any, like if you cook your turkey and you've got grease left over from that, you use the funnel to put the grease into to a can.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you think is an ice scraper helps you scrape everything out, you see.
Yeah.
And then you use that. And then the little lid, after you empty the dog food can, you can put the grease in there, and then you can put the lid on there, and it keeps it from getting yucky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Janet, I've been, because I need to put new, because it's wintertime, I'm winterizing my truck,
you
know, there last evening, because I have me a new funnel. I just put that antifreeze down that funnel.
No.
Is that contaminated?
I think it probably is.
A little bit.
That probably is contaminated. Maybe you can clean it out really good.
I think.
I'm not sure. Gosh.
This is too much for him, I think.
But I don't know. I'm just so confused right now. That's not why I called.
Really?
I mean, it's why I called, but I got other reasons I called.
Okay.
Because you were saying at the beginning of the show today that it was a National Use Less Day. Is that right?
That's right. It is. It's National Use Less Day.
Unfortunately.
So, you know, being good stewards of things, so to speak.
You want boxes or briefs, Mark?
Boxes or briefs?
Well, you know, they asked Bill Clinton that question. He had it.
Really?
Well, we don't even want to know. Because, you know, he turned his underwear in to the Salvation Army for the tax write-off. Who
would
have Billy's underwear? I have no idea.
How are we getting on underwear?
Slow down, Salty.
What's that?
Why are we talking about underwear?
Well, my way to save water
right.
to help the city is talking. He gets three uses, you see,
three?
Out of his underwear, out of his briefs.
Three uses.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my. So you get three days?
Well, I get 3 days out of them. You know, I used to wear boxers and all, Janet. But you know, let's just put it this way. My boys need to stay close to home, and the boxers don't do that for me. If you know what I'm saying.
TMI.
Okay.
But anyway, let me get it. I got to run here, but I'm real quick going to tell you how I get 3 days out of
Good
my briefs.
Good time to bail out.
Yeah, I wear them regular way with the tag on the inside, and then the next day I wear them with the tag on the outside.
Okay.
And then I give it a day to rest, you see.
A day of rest.
And I hang them up in the closet.
Mm.
Let them air out for a day, and then I flip them back over with the tag on the inside or get my third day out of it. I was just I'm frugal, but I'm not so frugal to get 4 days and try to flip them around again.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to fly too close to the sun, that's for sure. As always, it's been educational.
It sure has.
No doubt about it. Maybe I'll get you some new Maybe
Janet,
we need...
I'm always learning from you, Mark. I got to go. Thank you so much for just giving us all this information.
Yeah.
And Salty always wanted to help, you know, a little bit. You guys have a good one.
He's a man of the people.
You know, I would say we could offer to get him some of those new boxer briefs, you know, or they'd be new to him.
Sure.
But I have a feeling he's probably, you know, more of an underwear purist.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I'd rather not think about it, actually.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready?